Perhaps this is exactly the type of circumstance that makes a man's elbow itch. I turned to look back at the detention officer just before we went out through the double doors. He was watching us leave. He looked very small and lonely there, with his thin little wrists under the fluorescent lights. The light made his skin look green, the color of a baby caterpillar just out of the egg. The early morning sunshine was shining in through the door glass. The officer screwed up his eyes against the daylight. I suppose we were just silhouettes to him. He opened his mouth like he was going to say something, but he stopped. "What?" I said. I realized he was going to tell us there had been a mistake. I wondered if we should run. I did not want to go back in detention. I wondered how far we would get if we ran. I wondered if they would come after us with dogs. The detention officer stood up. I heard his chair scrape on the linoleum floor. He stood there with his hands at his sides.
"Ladies," he said.
"Yes." He looked down at the ground and then up again.
"Best of luck," he said.
And we girls turned around and walked toward the light. I pushed open the double doors, and then I froze. It was the sunlight that stopped me. I felt so fragile from the detention center. I was afraid those bright rays of sunshine could snap me in half. I couldn't take that first step outside.
"What is the hold-up, Lil B?"
Yvette was standing behind me. I was blocking the door for everyone.
"One moment, please."
Outside, the fresh air smelled of wet grass. It blew in my face. The smell made me panic. For 2 years I had smelled only bleach and my nail varnish and the other detainees' cigarettes. Nothing natural. Nothing like this. I felt that if I took one step forward, the earth itself would rise up and reject me. There was nothing natural about me now. I stood there in my heavy boots, with my breasts strapped down, neither a woman nor a girl, a creature who had forgotten her language and learned yours, whose past had crumbled to dust.